The final report from the Aged Care Royal Commission this week found one major area of concern is the plight of elderly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The Commission has dedicated an entire chapter to aged care for Indigenous Australians. Now, Indigenous-run service providers say they're hopeful the government will act on one of the key recommendations from the report, and that's to give them a more prominent role in running aged care for First Nations people. David Sparks takes a look.
Very few aged care homes are run by Indigenous Australians for Indigenous Australians. But one rare example is the Jimbalunga Nursing Centre near Brisbane.
It's the thing for residents that they actually have a sense of family and a sense of connectedness with the other residents. Particularly when I talk of that, I think of those that have dementia and they look for and seek out each other and they create relationships that are within a kinship structure.
Jodie Curry is Chief Executive Officer of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Community Health Service Brisbane, which runs the Jimbalunga Nursing Home. She also sits on the National Advisory Group for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Aged Care.
But particularly for those that are old people, it is that thing of sense of family and togetherness. And it's that thing around why that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations are vital in providing the services, because that's what we live and breathe. That's who we are.
Are there many Indigenous-run aged care facilities like yours in Australia?
We're scattering across the country. I think there's probably maybe about 8 of us across the whole of Australia.
That's a problem that's been addressed by the Aged Care Royal Commission's final report, which was released this week. The Commission has found discrimination, economic disadvantage and a lack of cultural awareness are exacerbating the flaws in aged care for Indigenous Australians. One of their key recommendations is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations must be given priority to become aged care providers for First Nations people.
We would hope from the national body that we actually get to have the opportunity to participate in this reform process, that we're not an afterthought, that we're actually at front of mind in relation to improving the ageing and the health outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
That's a view shared by Jane Lawrence, a lecturer in First Nations Rural Health at Charles Sturt University in Dubbo in regional New South Wales. She says the government must now put Indigenous groups behind the steering wheel.
I absolutely call on them to act on that one, and I think that they're going to be in trouble if they don't, given that, you know, we have long-term health conditions that affect 88% of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over the age of 55, and they need to do something soon.
The commissioners have recommended more employment programs to get Indigenous people into the aged care workforce. They're also calling for the appointment of a dedicated Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander aged care commissioner. And they want more services located in or near Indigenous populations so they can remain on country and connected to their communities. The Minister for Aged Care, Richard Colbeck, told the ABC the government is committed to ensuring the health and well-being of Indigenous Australians as they age. He says they deserve targeted support to meet their needs, and the government will carefully consider the Commissioner's recommendations.
David Sparks with that report.